Well, the series High Maintenance proved it a few years ago. The web series is a great place for budding writers and directors to make new shows with low cost, no frills, and no interference. More and more, web series are a way to tell stories that might not get greenlit by big networks or big online producers. And it's a model that's worked for series like Broad City and Billy on the Street. Takeaway culture reporter Melissa Locker is here to fill us in on the web series that could make the big jump to TV one day, starting with one called Her Story.
Her Story is a web series created by a few women out in Los Angeles who wanted to tell the story of two women looking for love. One is transgender, and they are just kind of following the stories as they unfold.
I'm Allie.
I'm Violet.
Hi.
Bye.
You are the first trans woman I've ever met.
That you know of.
But what do you mean?
You've probably met women who are trans who just didn't disclose to you.
The interesting thing about this is that they looked at places like Amazon and Hulu, but they really wanted to make sure that the show had as few barriers to entry as possible so that people around the world could watch it without having to necessarily sign up for Hulu or Amazon. And the show has kind of surprisingly managed to snag an Emmy nomination, going up against big hitters like AMC and Adult Swim. And a lot of people are looking at it to possibly win.
Is this the first ever Emmy nomination for a web series like this?
Well, the Emmys have started to look at web series and sort of digital content a little bit more, but this is, I believe, the only one nominated in the category this year as a fully independent web series.
All right, that's one to keep an eye on. Now, Cannabis Moms Club is a new series about stay-at-home moms who accidentally reveal their love of smoking pot. Weeds is another show that sort of had a suburban mom who surprisingly was a pot dealer. Is this similar or...?
It's not quite Weeds because they're not really dealing, but they just kind of get together and get really high. Now, I'm reporting this week from Portland, Oregon, where cannabis is, of course, completely legal for recreational use. So this show popped out to me, and it looks pretty funny. It's produced by Elizabeth Banks, who has great comedic bona fides, as they say. And the show, based on the trailer, looks awesome. I can't wait to watch the first series.
Now, you told me that Crunch Time is one really to watch, especially for people like me who are huge fans of Stranger Things, which we seem to talk about it all the time. We can't get away from it. But Crunch Time is high on your list.
It has incredible cast of like Sam Levine from Freaks and Geeks and Avery Monson, who's been a little bit in everything. And it's a kind of sci-fi thriller, sort of part weird science, part, I don't know, RoboCop. There's some time travel. It's a complicated premise, but it's really, really fun to watch.
So it's a machine that allows you to place yourself inside another person's mind.
Sure. In layman's terms, I guess you could put it that way.
So you go inside Hannah's head? How does that even look?
It looks exactly the way I designed it to look.
It's well produced, and it's going to be streaming exclusively, I believe, on Rooster Teeth is the name of the network. And this is one of their first forays into this genre, and it looks like a really fun show. I've seen a few of the episodes, and I'm addicted and can't wait to watch the rest of them.
And finally on your list, Melissa, is Stare at Shannon. Now, Shannon DeVito is a disabled actor. She was also at the Democratic National Convention while we were there covering it, but she was there for a different reason.
Shannon just kind of goes around and does these kind of funny sketches and pranks. And when she was at the DNC, you may have been reporting on the Democratic National Convention, but she was reporting on it as Comic-Con. And she was going around asking people, like, how long it took to put on their delegate makeup and, you know, just being really, really funny.
Who are you dressed as?
I actually got the idea from the forefathers of our country.
Oh!
They had a real sense of fashion about them.
Interesting. Where's your wig?
The series has been going on for a while, and she's just really trying to take back the idea. I mean, she named her series Stare at Shannon because she just realized that people were going to stare at her one way or the other, and she may as well just kind of own it. And if they're going to stare at her, she may as well do something really interesting. And Shannon DeVito has also been kind of making a foray into acting. She showed up on Difficult People, which is in Hulu series, which is also pretty fun to watch. And she, I think, is going to be seeing a lot more of her.
They're brief, they're snappy, they're DIY, they're cheap. They're available. They're web series. Melissa Locker, culture reporter for Time, for The Guardian, and for us here on The Takeaway. Thanks, Melissa.
Thanks, Todd.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.